Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you. Kildare
KFM. Now catching up on those messages that have come in on 0833 97 97 97. Pat has texted in saying, I was down in Curraghcloe one day last week. The average price of fuel in all of the petrol stations was 13 cent lower than in Kildare. How can that be justified, asks Pat. And another listener has texted in regarding the Shackleton Museum in Athy. They're asking why it's closed on Sundays, which they say is probably one of their, which could be one of their busiest days. It's ridiculous to think that the millions that was put into the development and restoration of the building and the square, that in their wisdom they would decide to close an attraction that people want to visit on what would be its busiest day. It's very poorly thought out. In my experience, as someone who has worked in the tourist business for a while, all these attractions are open on Sundays. That's when people go out and visit places of interest. They say it's just a bit embarrassing for the town. Attractions of this type are open 7 days a week. Looking here, the Shackleton Museum is open from Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and they do say that they are closed on Sunday, Monday and public holidays. Do keep the messages coming in to 0833 97 97 97 with Zip at Donaghy. You can also call us on 045 898 999 or email studio@kfmradio.com, and one of the members outside in the office will get back to you in regards to that. But as you've been hearing in the news today, and if you've been seeing the paper's new draft planning guidelines for rural and Gaeltacht housing are to be published. The Minister for Housing, James Brown, and Minister of State, John Cummins, are bringing proposals to Cabinet this morning, which will ease some planning restrictions. It is being described as the biggest overhaul in a decade, with the aim of the draft. The National Planning Statement is to provide more consistency around rural housing and is seeking to allow new rural homes to be built, along with preventing urban sprawl, as well as regenerating rural towns and villages. And joining me now on the line is Fianna Fáil Senator for Kildare South, Fiona O'Loughlin. Good morning, Senator. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah. Delighted to be on the show.
So this, as I was kind of reading there, it is being described as the biggest overhaul in a decade, this new draft planning guidelines for rural and Gaeltacht housing. I suppose to go over some of the factors that play into this, Senator, the main one is that locals wishing to build have to demonstrate their local need. What exactly does that mean? How is that done?
Sure, and that's always important, but firstly, just to say that it's the first national planning statement since 2005. So it's actually 21 years ago since nationally a planning strategy was put in place. And part of the problem then was that local authorities developed their own criteria. And that led to huge inconsistencies, not just across the country, but beside neighbouring countries. So, for example, neighbouring counties. So, for example, we would often hear in Kildare that Kildare is overly restrictive, while people in Laois, Offaly, Carlow found it an awful lot easier to get planning. And certainly that's something that I would have seen and would have evidenced. And part of this national strategy now is to provide consistency. And it's to ensure that planning decisions are evidence-based, that they're applied consistently. It's going to remove arbitrary and prescriptive local rules and, crucially, will ensure that every application is assessed on its own merits. So it will get rid then of things like ribbon development, whereas before in Kildare, really, really strict, if there was five houses in a row, the person who would apply for on a site that would be the sixth wasn't allowed because of ribbon development. It will ensure that infill and backland development, so if there's a site behind a house, that would be looked at as a possibility. Mm. But in terms of local need criteria, so the local need criteria, strong local ties, must have lived in an area or close to it for 10 years. Now, in the present Kildare County Development Plan, it's actually 16 years. And the site, under the new plan, the site should be about 10 kilometres from where the applicant lives or originally comes from, at present in Kildare, it's 5 kilometres. So we can see already that there's, you know, quite a difference between the two. And interestingly and importantly, in terms of people may need to live in a rural area for, you know, in terms of their employment, if they're working in farming, the equine industry, forestry, etc. But for the first time, essential services are going to be included. So teachers that teach in an area, for example, guards that are working in an area, or indeed those, you know, local doctors, etc. So that's the first time that they would be included. So areas that are not under pressure, so settlement areas, we've about 11 settlement areas in South Kildare, the rules will be, you know, slightly easier. So lived in an area maybe for 7 years. As opposed to 10 years. So I think this is really, really important. Kildare has been really difficult for people who genuinely need and want to live in a rural area, because that intergenerational living is really important, to be able to live beside family members as they get older, family members to help maybe as grandchildren come along. And prior to this, that was really, really difficult. But of course, we also have to be very conscious of, you know, protecting the sensitive areas and scenic areas as well too. So it's the balance between the environmental and ensuring that practical planning is in place.
And I was reading that before, a number of bodies have questioned the loosening up of these kind of one-off housing rules, and with this new draft planning guidelines, the Climate Change Advisory Council and the Irish Planning Institute have argued for actual tighter restrictions on one-off housing. So how is this draft plan going to adhere to the climate and environmental commitments, and also, as you were saying, kind of be mindful of the more scenic areas and those that do need to be paid more attention to the environmental factors?
No, absolutely. And it's getting the right balance. Now, these guidelines have been worked on for a long time, and within Fianna Fáil we have had our own subgroup working on making recommendations. Minister James Brown has put huge work in relation to drafting these, being mindful of exactly what you're saying in areas of special conservation status as well. So at this point in time, these draft guidelines that are being passed by Cabinet today, the next step is to test them from the environmental aspect in terms of EU laws. We're quite confident that they will pass because of all of the intention that went into drafting them, and then it is hoped that they will be in place by the end of 2026.
All right. And so I'm thinking of a family member who moved away for a period of time, whether they moved maybe closer to the city centre for work, even emigrated for work, but they do want to return, say, to somewhere in South Kildare, build a home beside their family. Will they find it a bit easier now with these draft planning once they're put in place, or will there still be a long process? Would there still be a fear that they might not be able to build near their family home?
Well, they should find it easier, because that 10 years that I mentioned, it's either living close to 10 years or having lived for 10 years. And obviously, generally, somebody who has moved away for work, they've lived at home until they're 16 or 17. And crucially, as well, for those that own land, up to now, there were it was quite prescriptive in terms of the amount of dwellings that could be on a farm, on a space. And now that's been lifted as well too. So there won't be an actual limit to the number of houses that can be built on a farm. So if somebody comes from a farming background, maybe only one or two siblings was able to get planning permission, that now, under the new guidelines, should change. So an individual coming back, having worked either abroad or away, if they can have a family site on a farm, that certainly should be a lot easier under these new guidelines.
Senator, thanks for your time on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Fianna Fáil Senator for Kildare South, Fiona O'Loughlin, as those new draft planning guidelines for rural and Gaeltacht housing are to be published. And just kind of reading over the criteria for the Gaeltacht areas, planning permission applicants in the Gaeltacht will be required to take an Irish language exam equivalent in standard to the Leaving Certificate oral exam, according to a government source. And it is understood the government will provide guidance to county councils with Gaeltacht areas in their jurisdictions to set aside houses for Irish speakers in new housing developments. Irish speakers moving from one Gaeltacht area to work in another Gaeltacht area will have an advantage when applying for planning permission in the new area under these policies. And Irish speakers in the Gaeltacht areas have argued that they have been excluded from the housing market in their own areas for years because of inflationary pressure caused by the construction of holiday homes. The more, I suppose, detailed articles across all of the online papers really this morning, and we will be hearing more about it in the news bulletins as well. But Cabinet are set to sign off on that plan to make it easier essentially for locals to build homes in their own areas. I'd be interested in knowing if you have had experience, whether yourself, maybe a family member, with trying to get planning permission to build a one-off home in Kildare, particularly around South Kildare, kind of what that process was like for you, or once these new draft plans are put in place and signed off by Cabinet, will you be availing of it? Will you be hopeful that you will be able to benefit from it, or a family member? Do let us know on 0833 97 97 97.